With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. There's been a delay in plans to overhaul the airport runway. More from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
The Cayman Islands Airports Authority says plans to start runway upgrade works at Owen Roberts International Airport this summer have had to be rescheduled due to, quote, unexpected extended contract negotiations. The airfield upgrade project includes five sub-projects, milling and repaving the existing runway service, an extension of the runway, filling the ponds within the airfield perimeter, establishing a, quote, robust airfield perimeter road, and expanding the aircraft parking ramp in the easterly direction to provide additional aircraft parking. Earlier this year, it was announced the airport runway would be closed for 8 consecutive weeks on Tuesdays, starting in September for the repaving and extension of the runway. However, due to these unforeseen circumstances, CIAA says the milling and repaving of the existing runway surface will have to be rescheduled. Other aspects of the airport airfield upgrade, such as the ramp expansion, the works filling the ponds, and the expanded airfield perimeter, are expected to continue as planned and will not be affected. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
A woman is robbed on Mount Pleasant Road near Vibe Lane. It happened just after 10 o'clock on Thursday. She was on foot when she reportedly was approached from behind from a man on a bike. When he tried to take her phone, she managed to hang on to it, but then he grabbed a chain from her neck and rode off on the bike in the direction of Meadow Avenue. Police say the suspect is described as between 5'10" and 6 feet tall, of light complexion. He was last seen wearing a black short-sleeve shirt, long pants, and a red hat which covered his face. He was also riding a black bicycle. If you have information, please call the West Bay CID at 649-3999. A West Bay man catches an intruder in his home and holds him for police. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says just before 3 a.m. Wednesday, officers were sent to a house on Northwest Point Road, where it was reported an intruder had entered a private residence. The man living there spotted the prowler and nabbed him before calling police. Officers attended the location and arrested a 27-year-old West Bay man who has formally been charged with burglary. He appeared in court this morning. The playground on 7 Mile Beach is closed temporarily for construction. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin explains.
As work continues on the final phases of DART's $3 million project to enhance recreational areas at 7 Mile Public Beach, the playground north of the parking lot is closed until approximately August 30th for the installation and construction of new walking paths. According to a press release from the Lands Ministry, playground facilities on the beach will not be affected by the work. The project also includes improvements to the volleyball courts, additional native landscaping, and the construction of a new vendor area and restroom block. Government says the new southern pathway is open and the new Mobi Mat has been temporarily relocated to ensure continued beach access for those with disabilities. Members of the public will still be able to access and book the beach cabanas. The enhancement project is scheduled for completion this fall. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
A back-to-school drive helps get kids ready for the classroom. Here's Radio Cayman's Keely Ebanks with more.
The Lloyd Barker Foundation is hosting its second annual Ready, Set, Learn back-to-school supplies drive.
The school supply drive is an opportunity to give back to the community and really just to assist those families with students and children who are in need of additional school supplies or they're unable to purchase school supplies.
Foundation's executive director, Lloyd Barker, tells Radio Cayman, last year's school supply drive assisted more than 200 students, and he anticipates another successful event this year.
This year, we're adding some additional features to the event, being entertainment and so forth. And so it's certainly something to look forward to. I'm really, really excited to see what the turnout will be like and really just to support the students and to encourage them for the new academic year.
Mr. Barker says he is extremely pleased to know that the community has been supportive of the initiative for a second year. He encourages the community to come out and show their support for Cayman's young people. The drive will be held on Saturday, 24th of August from 1 o'clock p.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. at the Constitution Hall, formerly Georgetown Town Hall. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Keely Ebanks.
Caitlin Tyson will be passing on the Cayman Islands Universe crown and title to the next winner this coming Saturday. Reflecting on her journey, the 2018 title holder tells Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego it was an incredible one.
How did you feel to be crowned Miss Cayman? That moment. Let's talk about that moment.
Mm-hmm. That moment, it's like replayed in my head a couple of times throughout this year, and it's just still surreal to me. I know now it's sunken in because I've had an amazing reign and amazing opportunities that have come out of it. But still, that moment will always be in my heart. Like, it was a milestone. It's like I felt like my whole life was changing and stepping into this new position and not only being responsible for me and how I conduct myself, but knowing that whatever I do reflects on my country, reflects on the organization, also the Department of Tourism. And I held it with pride and had a really amazing time. But that moment, it's still just one of the best moments of my life so far.
Your reign is almost over.
I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Time has just flown. But a new queen will be crowned, and another queen will be getting the title. Is it bittersweet? How do you feel? What's going through your mind and your head right now?
I wouldn't say it's bittersweet. I think it's all sweet because I had such an amazing year, and I always like to live with no regrets. So if there's anything I want to tap into, I made sure to at least reach out and do my best. And I feel that I did that and I accomplished that. So I'm not having any regrets at all. And I'm happy that there's going to be another winner and being able to pass the torch along. And I just hope that I had an amazing year and that she'll have an even easier and more fabulous time as the queen and whatever her reign turns out to be, because it's very personal depending on the person. And I'm rooting her on. I think she's going to be amazing. I'm looking forward, of course, to getting back to my art and what I'm passionate about, which is my acting. And so that'll be great to go back to, especially with everything that I know now.
Outgoing Miss Cayman Islands Universe, Caitlin Tyson there. And as CIGTV's Donna Bush reports, the six ladies competing for this year's crown have had a whirlwind 8 weeks leading up to the pageant.
During this time, the young ladies have rehearsed the opening dance, learned how to walk the runway, and improved their public speaking skills. They also enjoyed a retreat at a Surfer's Paradise, made a presentation at the sashing event, and learned more about proper etiquette.
It's been a busy few weeks for the contestants as they've been preparing for the Miss Cayman Islands Universe pageant. Saturday night at the Ritz-Carlton, it's been an action-packed week of rehearsals and TV and radio interviews, and they're very much ready. It's always very rewarding to see these young ladies as they transition and their growth, leading up to the pageant and then pageant night, that they're just ready for the stage. So I'd like to encourage everybody to come out and support your favorite contestant. That's this Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Ritz-Carlton. There is limited seating and tickets are available at Sand Angels and Funky Tyne. So hope to see you there.
The new Miss Cayman Islands Universe will represent the Cayman Islands at the Miss Universe pageant that happens later this year. Details on the date and which country will host the pageant this year have not been announced as yet. Again, the new queen will be crowned at the Ritz-Carlton on Saturday night. That's August 17th, starting at 7 p.m.
This year's contestants are Mahalia Seymour, Alika Beckford, Khadija Baden, Mariah Tibbetts, Samantha Dixon, and Francine Wright. You can find out more by visiting the Miss Cayman Islands Universe Facebook page. That is your latest local news. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm April Cummings.